wish it and so amazing.
Maybe he needs to get kicked out of school.
There are reasons that you're not a mom.
That's when you threaten that child with the wrath of God.
It's probably not appropriate to threaten your three-year-old with the depths of hell while
you gotta learn
it. While you're in the church.
Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. La la la. Yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
How do you do it, Deontay? You've got so much happening all the time.
I do. I feel like I'm constantly on the go. The only time I get any rest is late at night when everyone is asleep.
So for people who don't know, Deontay is married. Her husband's name is Kelly. You've been married for how long now?
10 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you have produced three beautiful children together.
Oh, thank you. I do have three children.
So Sydney is how old?
9.
And Miles is?
7.
And Jude is 3.5, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're having some mood swing issues with one of them.
Oh, the mood swings. You would think that the mood swings would be kind of contained to the 9-year-old because she's a girl and she's 9.
And she takes after you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm prepared for that because yeah. I'm moody myself.
You're very moody. I love you, but you're moody. I'll give you that. Yeah.
And I can accept that. I'm aware.
Okay.
But Jude, the 3-year-old, makes me look like Susie Sunshine.
Really?
Man, this kid.
No way.
And I don't know if, I don't remember Miles and Sydney being like this.
Mm-hmm.
At least not to this extreme.
What is he doing?
He's like the king of mood swings. From the time he gets up in the morning to the time we leave the house, which depending on what time he gets up could be an hour and 15 minutes. It could be 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There are at least 5 to 10 mood swings in those time periods. For example, this morning, I wake him up at 8:30. He's a little grumpy.
Okay.
That's okay. It's hard when you wake up in the morning. I know I'm not the most pleasant person first thing in the morning. Goes to the bathroom. He's good. Sits on the toilet. And then all of a sudden, it's a meltdown of epic proportions.
Over what?
Because the diaper that he slept in,
mm-hmm.
I've taken away. And now he's mad because he wants the diaper.
What is he going to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like he can put it back on. It's soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the dud. No. Okay. Whatever. Like, we got to get through this. So I bring the diaper back. I show it to him. You can put away now. Okay. So I go put the diaper away. I'm ready to get dressed. Okay. Let's go get dressed. He wants to get dressed in his room. He doesn't want me to bring the clothes into my room for him to get dressed. Okay, whatever. We go into his room. We do the whole choices thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which underwear do you want to wear? You pick. I pick out the underwear. I don't wear those underwear. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Like, I want the, they're dirty. The underwear you want is dirty. This is what I have. I will do laundry today. He finally picks a pair of underwear. Which shirt do you want to wear? He wears a uniform. You want a blue shirt or a red shirt? I want blue shirt. I give him the blue shirt. I want red shirt. Okay, man. Like, now I'm hitting the wall. Like, okay, Jude. You know, mommy's starting to get irritated.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep it moving. We need to go. Let's, you know, keep it moving. We get through the process of being dressed. We're excited. We're going to school.
How long does it take?
If he's in a good mood, we can do it, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
If he's grumpy, it can take, you know, up to 10.
Okay.
Just because he's real picky about, you know, which,
every little thing.
Yes. These pants. And he has sensory issues when it comes to like his clothes. So if they're too tight or if it has a tag, he doesn't like the little seam on his socks. So we put the socks on, then he has to pull them up before.
I get it.
Just this whole thing. He's in a good mood. We're dressed, heading downstairs. Mom has bacon. I'm going to make you juice. We're holding hands. We get downstairs. All happy. It's all good. Give him the bacon. Give him the juice. Okay. Hang on to this for just a minute. Mom's got to run and do one thing. I don't want bacon juice. I mean, we just had this whole conversation about how great the bacon and the juice were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you don't want the bacon and the juice. I go back to take it back to the kitchen. No, I want bacon juice. You're killing me, kid.
Why do you give him so many choices? I mean, obviously, it's not working for him to make those decisions, so why don't you change the way that you approach him?
Because if I make the choice for him, then it's a definite meltdown.
Oh, really?
At least if I give him the option, then we're about 50-50 chance on the meltdown. If I make the choice, it's going to be absolutely the wrong one.
And you can't set them up ahead of time by saying, okay, what you choose is what we're doing. There's not going to be this back and forth business that you've been pulling the past few days.
Oh, sure, you can say that.
But it's not going to work?
No, absolutely not. He's three.
If he's going to melt down anyway, why not just make him stick with the initial choice instead of going back and forth and having fits regardless?
Well, it's a 50-50 chance. He may go with the choice.
Okay, and if he does, then great. And if he chooses the red shirt and then decides he wants the blue shirt, well, you know what? Tough. Sorry. If you're going to be melting down anyway, you might as well melt down and save a few minutes of time wearing what you've already got on.
Yeah, but you just never know how the meltdown is going to go. Like, it could be an easy meltdown and I just give him a little love and we keep it moving. Or it could be, you know, a meltdown of epic proportions and I leave him crying in his room and I walk away and then he comes chasing after me. You just never know what you're going to get. So this morning, he's all good. Give him the bacon and the juice. Then he's mad because he doesn't want the bacon and the juice. Then I take it away. Then he wants it. I bring it back. And then I set it down, but that's not where he wants me to set it down.
Oh, no.
He wants me to set it down in some completely other place. So if we finally get through that, I have 8 million things I have to carry this morning. I have his backpack. I have my purse. I have my coffee. I have my water. And I have all these bags of Easter eggs that we're taking for school. Heading to the car. Got his bacon, got his juice. He wants me to carry the bacon, me to carry the juice. I'm like, look, dude, mom's hands are full.
Right.
Okay, I take bacon, juice. All right, let's go. Let's go. My husband's in the office. He's going to come. Judas has this thing now where he wants my husband to come and watch us leave and wave to him from the porch.
Uh-huh.
So Kelly comes with me. He takes Jude, gets him in the car. I'm unloading everything. We get situated. Dad, I'm daddy. Wait, you wave on the porch. Okay, dad's going to wave. We drive off. We start to drive off. I roll down the window. He looks out the window. Dad waves. He's mad because dad didn't wave from the porch.
At some point, I mean, I realize that he's kind of young, but this is kind of the time when they learn how the ways of the world work and stuff like that, isn't it? I mean, he's got to figure out that he's not always going to get his way. And sometimes things are going to suck a little bit, but you still have to move on and live your life as best as you can.
Yeah, but you can't teach that lesson when you have to get to school.
Oh, okay.
So there's, you know, there are plenty of times when he just has to suck it up and too bad, this is the way it's going to work. But a 10-minute meltdown delays us from getting to school for 10 minutes.
Well, maybe that's what he needs. Maybe he needs to get kicked out of school. And maybe he'll learn his lesson that way, because then at least he gets to make some of his own choices because the teacher has a bunch of other kids to take care of versus being at home with you where he gets all of your attention.
Yeah, what I don't need is him at home with me all day long. See, part of this is it benefits me.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding the meltdown is for my benefit, not for his.
You get some space when you send him to school.
Absolutely.
Why don't you just buy your husband one of those little backpack thingies that you put the kid in and make him hold Jude all day long while he works in his office?
Yeah, we did that when he was little. He's too big for that now.
Oh, come on. It can be adjusted. Or get him one of those little teddy bear leashes that you keep the kid on and just tie him to the edge of the desk.
There are reasons that you're not a mom.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
My next option was going to be put him out back and lock the door so he can't come in, but I guess that's not okay either.
Yeah, CPS frowns on that.
It sounds like you're dealing with a pubescent girl.
It feels like that. So we go through all that drama, and then we get on the highway, and he's like, look, mommy, airplane. And then it's all good.
Really?
Yeah. Like, all he needed was a plane.
And is it a regular thing? Is this
yes.
happen all the time?
All the time. Last night, we went to church. He fell asleep in the car, so I had Kelly sit with him in the car until Mass started.
Yeah.
So he comes into church. Mm-hmm. He's grumpy. He wants to sit with me. Okay, that's fine. You know, he's a little fussy. He's grumpy all through church.
Mm-hmm.
All through church the whole time. And it's this whole, he can't get comfortable. He doesn't want me to stand. He only wants me to sit. He's hungry. I give him the animal crackers. He doesn't want to eat the animal crackers because that's not the snack. It's just this whole thing. And then 10 minutes before Mass is over, all of a sudden, he's happy.
No, that's when you threaten that child with the wrath of God.
He's like, woohoo.
You whisper in his ear, if you don't stop it right now, God is not going to like you and you're not going to go to heaven.
Remember when I said there are reasons that you're not a mom?
Yeah.
That's another one of them. It's probably not appropriate to threaten your 3-year-old with the depths of hell while you're in the church.
They have to learn it at some point, and now is as good as any other time.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you don't go to hell just because you misbehaved in church when you were three.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. Threaten him with God. I'm going to write a book about that.
That would be a fantastic.
On my parenting methods.
There you go. There's book number 3.
I've got such a future as an author. Thank you, Deontay.
We should go so you can get started on that right now.
Well, good luck with your prepubescent acting 3-year-old. I feel for you. I feel for you. If you ever need to just melt down and cry for a little bit, just drop him off with me. I'll take good care of him.
That sounds like a fantastic idea. No, not at all. That sounds like a terrible idea.
I'll read him my books. All right, Deontay, I love you so much.
I love you too.
Always happy to see you. And I do really wish you well with your zoo of a life.
I appreciate it. I need it.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.
Adios, amigos.